League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
TV better in the old days, or was it just that we were kids and everything seemed cool? You know? If I watched the A-Team again, would it be good or would it be rubbish? I'd be scared to find out, because programs like the A-Team were epic. If you haven't seen it, it was four, I don't know what the fuck they were, vigilantes, weren't they, freedom fighters, what were they, I don't know. Just four people up for shits and gigs. Face, Murdoch, Mr. T and B.A. Baracus. Even the names are epic. Face, Murdoch, Mr. T and B.A. Baracus. Nowadays characters are called things like Mike or Betty. Well, these guys were fuck-ups, you know? But they were fighting for justice. I can't remember what they were doing, but the plots were always basically the same. They had to go somewhere by plane, and Mr. T was scared of flying, so he wouldn't get on the plane. So they always had to say, Mr. T, come over here and have this drink. And it was roofied. You know, this was the early, more comical days of Rohypnol. And Mr. T would then get drugged and dragged onto the plane. And in the last scene, they'd be stuck somewhere. They'd be stuck in some kind of hideout. They'd be surrounded by the enemy. They were fucked. Until they realised they were always in a location where they luckily had an extravagant selection of machine parts and heavy weaponry to build heavy weaponry from. And B, they had seemingly days to construct, even though the enemy were closing in, they knew they had days, hours, to construct basically an unbeatable arsenal to defeat a small army. It was brilliant. It is brilliant. And I refuse to accept that TV wasn't better in the old days. It only seemed better because being a kid, my quality filter was much, much lower. And I would watch any old shit, you know, because now I can't watch anything, or virtually nothing. And of course, there was less choice when I was a kid. We only had a few channels. They only had to make like 100 programs. And that was it, across all the channels. And now there are, of course, 3 billion channels. So they have to make 40 billion programs. So of course, they're all shit, aren't they? You know, this isn't just an opinion. This is fact. They're all shit. They're all shit. A massive bucket of shit. Of course not. There are a few diamonds. And you don't even have to sort through the shit for the diamonds, because now they just pluck out the diamonds for you, don't they? They say, here are the best programs. Here are the top 10 programs. These are all the ones you need to watch, the top 10. And believe me, everything else is shit. That's what they say. Here are the 10 top 10 good ones. And everything else is shit. Everything else is shite. The TV's filled with absolutely pointless shite, in shite quote celebrities doing quote wacky things for a quote audience, laughing, quote laughing. It's just a big pretend, isn't it? No one is watching. Surely no fucker is watching these things apart from the quote celebrities and their quote friends. It's all bullshit. So, I've got a plan. I've got a plan, guys. I'm going to fly to all the major TV studios in the world. You know? However, I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit scared of flying. So I'm going to ask someone to give me, I don't know, two shots of COVID vaccinations before I go. That should knock me out. And when I get to these TV studios, they usually have loads of equipment lying around. So out of that equipment, I'm going to either make a gun and shoot everyone, or maybe easier still, I'll just turn off the unplug the equipment so they can't make any more shite. And when somebody says, what are you doing? I'll say, guys, you've been making this bullshit TV for over 20 years now. Nothing is good. And they'll say, what about The Sopranos? And I'll say, I haven't seen that. I was watching the Darts Space game show Bullseye. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is we have enough TV now. The morons of the world won't care. Just stop now. Pull the plugs and keep repeating stuff. Just repeat stuff now. We've got enough. Repeat stuff forever and ever. And keep all the money you would have spent on making more shite TV on things that might save the planet. You know, bring human connection and love. And they'd say, okay, cool. Yeah, we could just repeat the A-Team over and over again. And I'd say, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Having described it on this podcast just now, I actually think it was a load of shit too. I don't know. Maybe it's all crumbling like pastries. You know, because the truth is, what I'm missing is being a kid. That's really what I'm missing. That's really what we're all missing, isn't it? I'd say, any way you can make me a kid again? And they'd say, drink this, Nathan. Fall asleep. You'll be a kid again. The enemy is closing in. The enemy is closing in. Grab everything you can and fight back. It's too cold outside for angels to fly.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.